Good afternoon, Dr. Schneer, dictating a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry report on James Knight. That's K-N-I-G-H-T. This goes to Dr. Vaughn. On 4-21-22, Mr. Knight performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a study dated 11-2-21, there's been no change, period, to paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Paula Curtis-Burn, B-U-R-N. This goes to Dr. Andre Miner. On 4-21-22, Mrs. Curtis-Burn performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction nor bronchoreactivity, period, compared to a study dated 4-7-21. There's been no significant change, period, in paragraph impression, normal study. Next is a six-minute walk test on Jeannie, J-E-A-N-N-I-E, Smith. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 4-21-22, Mrs. Smith performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%, period. After walking 317 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 96%, period. A paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, six-minute walk test on Sue Taylor. This goes to Katie, K-A-T-Y, Thompson, comma, P-A. On 4-21-22, Mrs. Taylor performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%, period. After walking 400 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 98%, period. Paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Thomas Norris. This goes to Dr. Andre Miner. On 4-21-22, Mr. Norris performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 10-5-21, there's been no change, period. New paragraph impression, minimal restriction, without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity noted, showing no progression. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Jan Rawlings, R-O-L-L-I-N-G-S. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 4-21-22, Mrs. Rawlings performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired. There was no significant airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was greater than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was greater than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 10-12-21, there's been improvement in flow rates, period. New paragraph impression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction or without bronchoreactivity noted, showing some improvement. Thank you.